How are we doing? It's a little chaotic here this morning, trying to figure whether we're in or out or in or out. But we got a plan, and we're sticking to it now. That's it. We're in. We're locked in. So like Ben said earlier, we are here today to celebrate two next steps, two milestones in the life of our community and the life of individuals and families. One of them is baptism, and one of them is child dedication. Those things are both different, and yet they share a most important similarity. And that similarity is a life centered around Jesus. And when it comes to baptism, it's the life of an individual who wants to make a public declaration of their faith in Jesus. When it comes to child dedication, it's parents who are standing up and say, we want our family to be centered around Jesus. And so we're going to dedicate our child to the Lord. As I was thinking about today, I was thinking about standing up here and say, we're going to celebrate a life centered on Jesus. And standing here in this context and in this surrounding, that's good, right? You should hear that. What would the reaction be if I was anywhere else and I said, let's celebrate, we're going to celebrate life centered on Jesus? What would people say? What would people say?
They'd turn around and walk away.
Okay, maybe they'd walk away. Tell me I'm crazy. Nuts, is that what you said? Yeah. Love creating that moment of awkwardness. Yeah, right? So even in Jesus' own day, he was misunderstood. But here's the thing about Jesus. Jesus did not try to guilt. He did not force. He did not manipulate. He did not try to sell anyone like a program. What he did do, though, was he painted pictures for people. And one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture is a picture that he painted in the Gospel of John, where he said that the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. But I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Some translations say that have life abundantly. So from Jesus' perspective, to have a full life, it should be centered around him. The implication is that anything else is something less than full, if not empty. So what is this? Like, we have no problem relating to the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. Each one of us can tell our own stories of how fear and pride and greed have done damage to our souls or to the souls of the ones that we love. But the second half of that, I've come that they might have life to the full. Like, what exactly does that mean? What does that look like? Sometimes it's a miracle, right? Something happens that just logic can't explain. Sometimes it's the peace that passes understanding in the midst of a really hard situation. Sometimes it's simply the strength to get out of bed and get through another day. All the time, life to the full is knowing that Jesus is with you and he's for you. That you have a created, assured identity, a created, assured meaning and purpose. Each person that comes to faith in Jesus, they have the knowledge. Scripture tells us that in advance, God prepared good works for his people to do. Right? So we have identity, we have purpose, and we have the assurance of an eternal destiny that starts here and now. Eternal life with God is not about waiting and, you know, hurry up and let's die so we can be with Jesus. It's living that eternal kind of life now and bringing the kingdom of heaven here now. Okay, so the picture's starting to be a little clearer. Okay, starting to get our heads around what life to the full is. How do we enter into that life to the full? And it's a pair of words that I've used a lot in the last 6 to 9 months, and it's humility and it's trust. We humble ourselves before Jesus, and we tell him that we need him. We need his forgiveness. We need his grace. We need his mercy. We need him. And then we trust in the power of God that he demonstrated when he resurrected Jesus after Jesus was crucified. 3 days later, he rose Jesus from the dead. Jesus lived, died, rose from the dead. For as that song, I love that song that we started with, that it just such a clear statement of what the Christian life is supposed to be about. Jesus did all of that so that we might be forgiven, and not just forgiven, but that the righteousness that he has, he gives to us. He trades his righteousness, his right relationship with God, for our sinfulness, the things that we've done to hurt God and hurt others. Right? In humility and in trust is life to the full. And when we celebrate baptism, when we celebrate child dedication, that's what we're celebrating, is that life to the full.